MP3 recording length 21 minutes and 49 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 3 globular cluster M3, NGC 5272, class VI, in Cairns Venati CM3.jpg, right ascension 13, 42.2, H colon M, declination plus 28, 23, Deg colon M, distance 33.9. Cli, visual brightness 6.2, mag, apparent dimension 18.0, arc min, discovered 1764 by Charles Messier, Messier 3, Million 3, NGC 5272, is one of the most outstanding globular clusters, containing an estimated 500,000 stars. It is famous for the large number of variable stars discovered in it. This cluster was the first original discovery by Charles Messier when he logged it on May 3, 1764. At that time it was the 76th deep sky object ever observed by human eyes, an apparatus, although at that time, it was only the 55th known nebulous object, while 21 objects had been forgotten again, according to the sources and current knowledge of the present author. See the deep sky object discovery table. Perhaps the discovery of this object eventually caused Charles Messier to start a systematical search for these comet-resembling objects, and not just catalog chance findings as in the previous cases, M1 and M2 alternatively. Messier may have started this endeavor due to other reasons, and it was just his first discovery. Anyway, the search which started with M3 led him to catalog the objects up to M40 during this year 1764, when the final object of the catalog, M107, a globular cluster in Ophiuchus, was discovered by Messier's friend Pierre McCain 18 years later, in 1782. A total of at least 143 objects were known, more than double the number, and 110 of them described by Messier, who discovered 42 or 43, and McCain, 27 or 28, the doughty counting being a result of the dubious circumstances concerning the discovery of M102. M3 was first resolved into stars and recognized as cluster by William Herschel around 1784, at a distance of about 33,900 light-years. M3 is further away than the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way, but still shines at magnitude 6.2, as its absolute magnitude is about 8.93, corresponding to a luminosity of about 300,000 times that of our Sun. M3 is thus visible to the naked eye under very good conditions, and a superb object with the slightest optical aid. Its apparent diameter of 18.0 arc minutes corresponds to a linear extension of about 180 light-years. Kenneth Glenn Jones mentions an estimate of even 20 arc minutes from deep photographic plates, corresponding to about 200 light-years linear diameter. It appears somewhat smaller in amateur instruments, perhaps about 10 minutes of arc. But its tidal radius, beyond which member stars would be torn away by the tidal gravitational force of the Milky Way galaxy, is even larger, about 38.19 minutes of arc. Thus, this cluster gravitationally dominates an SHPERICAL volume 760 light-years in diameter. On the other hand, M3 has a compressed, dense core measuring 1.1, in diameter, or linearly, 11 light-years. Comparatively large for a globular, its half-gas radius is 1.12, or about 11.2 light-years, so that half of this cluster's mass is contained in a volume of only 22 light-years in diameter. The cluster's brightest stars are of Mag 12.7, while the so-called horizontal branch giants are of Mag 15.7, and the 25 brightest stars have an average brightness of 14.23 Mag. The age of globular cluster M3 has been estimated from its color magnitude diagram on various occasions. Historically, early values have been given at 5 billion years, Bion, 11.4 billion years, Wolf, 20 billion years, Arp, and 26 billion years. Sandage, 1954, counted 44,500 stars brighter than Mag 22.5 within a radius of 8 arc min. The total mass has been estimated at 245,000 solar masses. Sandage and Johnson, Helen Sierhong has given M3's overall spectral type as F2, and a color index minus 0.05, rather blue for a globular. While the Sky Catalog 2000.0 gives its spectral type at F7, and W.E. Harris lists it as F6, its color index was determined as BV equals 0.69. This stellar swarm is approaching us at 147.6 km/SEC, situated in the galactic halo, out about 40,000 light-years from the galactic center. M3 is moving on a box-type orbit of approximate eccentricity 0.55, which takes it out up to 66,000 light-years at pogalactic distance and up to 49,000 light-years above and below the galactic plane. Currently it is about 33,000 light-years above, i.e., north of, that plane. On the other hand, its paragalactic distance is only 22,000 light-years. At that distance, the tidal radius of M3 will go down to below 200 light-years, so that the outermost stars may easily escape from this globular cluster. Globular cluster M3 is extremely rich in variable stars. According to B. Mador, in Haynes/Mador, Globular Clusters, 1978, 212 variables have been found, 186 periods determined, more than in every other globular cluster in our Milky Way galaxy, and thus the most ever observed. At least 170 RLIRE variables, sometimes called cluster variables, were discovered. These stars have served as standard candles to determine the cluster's distance. The first variable star was discovered by E.C. Pickering in 1889. The next 87 were found by S.I. Bailey in 1895. C. Pickering and Bailey 1895. M3 contains a relatively large number of so-called blue stragglers, blue main sequence stars which appear to be rather young, much younger than the rest of the globular stellar population would suggest. These were first discovered by Alan Sandage, 1953, on photographic plates taken with the 200-inch Hale telescope on M.T. Palomar, a mystery for a long time. These stars are now thought to have undergone dramatic changes in stellar interactions, getting their cooler outer layers stripped away in close encounters, which occasionally occur when stars are passing through the dense central regions of globular clusters. To find M3, either prolong the line from Gamma Comae Berenices near the Comae Berenices cluster over Beta Comae by about 2/3 and look slightly north to have M3 in the low power field. It is about 6 degrees north-northeast of Beta Comae. While M3 is visible to the naked eye only under very good conditions and stays just below the limit of visibility under more average conditions, it can be easily seen with the smallest instrument. In binoculars, it appears just like a hazy, nebulous patch. A 4-inch shows its bright compact core within the round and mottled, grainy glow, which fades slowly and uniformly to the outer edges. It doesn't resolve the cluster, but shows just some of the brightest stars under good conditions. A 6-inch resolves the about outer 2/3 into faint stars on a background glow formed by the unresolved fainter member stars of the cluster. An 8-inch shows stars throughout the cluster but in the very core, which is resolved into stars by larger telescopes. About 12-inch, Messier 3 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on May 3, 1764. Messier, M3, May 3, 1764 313H 31 meters 25s, 202D 51, 19, plus 29D 32, 57. Nebula discovered between Boots and one of the hunting dogs of Hevelius Canes Venati C. It doesn't contain any star. Its center is brilliant, and its light is gradually fading away. It is round, in a beautiful dark sky. One can see it in a telescope of 1 foot Florida. It is reported on the chart of the comet observed in 1779. Memoirs of the Academy of the same year, reviewed on March 29, 1781. Always very beautiful. Dom 3, handwritten remark in Messier's copy, reviewed on January 9, 1790, Membacid for 1771, p. 437, first Messier catalog, on May 3, 1764. When working on a catalog of the nebulae, I have discovered one between Boots and one of the hunting dogs Canes Venati C. of Hevelius, the stern more of the two, exactly between the tail and the paws of this dog. According to the charts of Flamsteed, I have observed that nebula on the meridian, and I compared with Mu Bootis. Its right ascension has been found as 202D 51, 19, and its declination is 29D 32, 57, north. That nebula which I have examined with a Gregorian telescope of 30 Paus's focal length, which magnifies 104 times, doesn't contain any star. The center is brilliant, and the light gets lost fading outward. It is round, and could have 3 minutes of arc in diameter. One can see it in a good sky with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 1 foot Florida. P454, 1764. May 3, Ra. 202.51.19, Dec. 29.32.57.B, Diom. 03, Nebula without stars, between the tail and the legs of one of the hunting dogs of Hevelius. Coeler letter to J. E. Bode of June 17, 1782. Some days ago I have discovered a nebulous star not included in your catalogue, Bode's catalogue, near the third and ninth star of Boots. With that star's if makes an almost equilateral triangle. It has the following position: Ra 203d4, 0, 13h 32 meters 16s, Dec plus 29d24, 45, and is of rather vivid magnitude. Bode, 1782, Canes Venatici 48, from Vorstellung der Gestern auf XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates. 1782, p8, plate 7, cvn 48, after Messier, Ra, 203:03:13:32.2, Dec, plus 26:28, nebulous patch, William Herschel, 1784, pt volume LXXIV equals 74, 1784, p437:451, here p440. To these may add in a first, 3dm3, 27, 33, 57, 79, 81, 82, 101 of Messier's catalogue, which in my 7, 10, and 20 feet reflectors shoot a mottled kind of nebulosity, which I shall call resolvable, so that I expect my present telescope will, perhaps, render the stars visible of which I suppose them to be composed. PT 1814, P276, SP2P536, September 24, 1810, large 10-foot Newtonian telescope, space penetrating power 75.82, magnifying power 71, 108, 171, 220, the third of the Guinness, M3, and GC5272, as one of the globular clusters, very brilliant and beautiful. The compression of the stars begins to increase pretty suddenly from the outside at 3/4 of the radius, and continues gradually up to its center. Its diameter taking in the outside is full half of the field of the glass, magnifying 171 times, giving 430, PT 1818, P436, SP2P595, the third of the Kinesans, 1813, 7 feet finder of the telescope. It is at a small distance from a star of equal brightness. The star is clear. The object is hazy, and somewhat larger than the star. 1783, 7 feet telescope. With 460 the light is so feeble that the object can hardly be seen. I suspect some stars in it. 1813, with 80, many stars are visible in it. 1799, 10 feet telescope. Power 120. With an aperture of 4 inches it is resolvable, with 5 easily resolvable, with 6 it is resolvable, with 7 and all open the stars may be easily perceived. 1784, 1785, 20 feet telescope, a beautiful cluster of stars, about 5 or 6 minutes in diameter. 1810, large 10 feet telescope, with 171 the diameter is full 430, asterisk, asterisk. See above observation from WH 1814. By the observation of the 7 feet telescope this cluster must be of the 243rd order. John Herschel, 1833, H1663, H1663 equals M3, sweep 417, April 20, 1832, Ra 13H 34 meters 12.2s, NPD 60D46. 22, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a most superb object, dm equals 10s.0 time and run out less than 1,000 stars 11 meters and under. They run into a blaze at the center, and form as it were radiating lines and pointed projections from the mass, with many stragglers. Sweep 64, March 26, 1827, Ra 13H 34 meters 18.0s, NPD 60D 45, 51, 1830.0. I just see the stars through a cloud so thick as almost to obscure Arcturus. 6. Diom. But in a clear night no doubt more. Sweep 415, April 17, 1832, Ra 13H 34 meters 18.1s, NPD 60D 46, 8, 1830.0, observed with Captain Smythe, who saw something remarkable, in a small asterisk 2 meters or 3 meters preceding it, which proved on closer examination to be a fine first-class double asterisk. Sweep 65, March 30th. 1827, Ra 13H 34 meters 19.5s, NPD 60D 45, 46, 1830.0, very beautiful, stars 11, 15 meters, fills field, making lines in irregular rays of stars, and coming up to a blaze in the middle. Sweep 343, April 13th, 1831, Ra 13H 34 meters 20.7s, NPD 60D 45, 38, 1830.0, a noble globular cluster 5 or 6, Diom, entirely resolved when not a star near it, even Arcturus, was visible to the naked eye for clouds. Smythe, CCCCXCII 492, M3, CCCCXCII 3,000,000 canum venaticorum, R 13H 34 meters 45s, Dec and 29 D 10.6 mean epoch of observation 1831.26 April 1831 withdrawing a brilliant and beautiful globular congregation of not less than 1,000 small stars between the southern hound and the knee of Barte. It blazes splendidly towards the center and has outliers in all directions except the SF south following say where it is so compressed that with its stragglers. It has something of the figure of the luminous oceanic creature called Medusa pellucens. This noble object is situated in a triangle formed by three small stars in the NP north preceding, NW, NF north following, NU, and SF south following, say, quadrats, which, by their comparative brightness, add to the beauty of the field. It is nearly in mid-distance between Arcturus and Cor Caroli, at 11 deg northwest of the former star. BRP greater than this mass is one of those balls of compact and wedged stars, whose laws of aggregation it is so impossible to assign. But the rotundity of figure gives full indication of some general attractive bond of union. It was discovered in 1764 by Messier, who described it as a nebula without a star, brilliant and round. His instrument must have been rather moderate not to resolve this object, and it is matter of regret that the exertions of such a man were strayed into such means. It was next pronounced to be a mottled nebulosity, but in 1784, Sir W. Herschel attacked it with his 20-foot reflector, and resolved it into a beautiful cluster of stars, about 5, or 6, in diameter. By the gauging process, which he has fully described, he estimated its profundity to be of the 243rd order. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 3636. GC 3636 equals H 1663 equals M3. Ra 13H 35 meters 40.8s. NPD 60D 55. 6.0. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. Glob. CL. EB. VL. VSMBM. Saint 11. 14 observations by W. N. J. Herschel. Very remarkable. Globular cluster. Extremely bright. Very large. Very suddenly much brighter toward the middle. Stars of 11th magnitude and fainter. Huggins further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies. Phil. Trends. Roysock. Volume 156. 1866. P. 381-397. Here P389, No GC, 3636 1663 H 3 million RA 13 H 35 meters 40s, NPD 60 D 55, 6, cluster, extremely bright, Einlichtoffler's Leaker Hofzeiser Stern, in der mit zu einem Inzigen Lippe von Grosser Helligkeit Zusammenlauf end, an easily resolvable cluster of innumerable stars, converging to a single light of great brightness in the middle, the rest spectrum continuous, drier, NGC 5272, NGC 5272 equals GC 3636 equals H 1663, M3, Ra 13 H 35 meters 44s, NPD 60 D 54.9, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, EB, VL, VSMBM, Saint 11, equals M3 very remarkable, globular cluster, extremely bright, very large, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle, stars of 11th magnitude and fainter. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, NGC 5272, RA equals 13:37.6, DEC equals plus 28:53, PUBL, Lichobs, volume VII, plate 48, M3. The main portion of this beautiful cluster is about 8, in diameter, 1 sn, content car as if said's, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net, this recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text to audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.